So the epistle for the first mass of Christmas is taken from Titus chapter 2. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope in the coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel taken from Luke chapter 2. At that time there went forth the decree from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This first enrollment was made by Cyrenius, the governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused wife, who was with child. And it came to pass that when they were there, her days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him up in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds watching and keeping the night watches over their flock. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the brightness of God shone round them, and they feared with a great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all the people. For this day is born to you in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the infants wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger." And suddenly there was with them the angel a multitude of the heavenly army, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will." Please be seated. Blessed are they that have not seen yet believed. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, we have arrived at the feast of Christmas. Tonight we celebrate this great feast, trying to have prepared ourselves beforehand in the time period of Advent, awaiting the coming of this Savior, the Messiah that is to come. It is something that we have seen throughout the time period of Advent. St. John the Baptist warning us, crying out in the wilderness to do penance, because the kingdom of God is at hand. And we know, obviously, that the people then did not prepare themselves for the Messiah. It was not for them to believe in the Messiah. They rejected our Lord. And even, in a sense, his own apostle, Doubting Thomas, St. Thomas, the apostle, also for him, there was the doubts that our Lord came back and appeared to the apostles. And so for St. Thomas, he needed to place his hands in the wounds of our Lord. He needed to put his hands in our Lord's side in order to believe. In order for him to understand and to believe that our Lord, yes, he had come back. He was truthful in what he had said to the apostles. So in some ways we see that St. Thomas is a powerful patron that brings to us also and introduces to us the divine child. It is something that, if you've had a chance to read the Christmas appeal, that I mentioned to you in terms of our faith, the belief in Almighty God, the belief in the Christ child, it is not something that we can take for granted. It is something that, yes, maybe we're blessed with, we are born with, but it is something that we must continue to strengthen, or in a way, otherwise we will lose it. Just in a sense, with St. Thomas, being an apostle, being with our Lord, there was still, in a sense, kind of that doubt. And that for him that he must see our Lord and place his hand in our Lord's side, that he must touch our Lord's wounds in order to believe. And so that was something then, at that point, that our Lord said to him, blessed are you, Thomas, because you have seen and that you believe. But for all of us, we haven't seen our Lord in that sense. To truly see him before us, we see him sacramentally present in the Blessed Sacrament. We know that our Lord is there for us sacramentally. But yet, it still requires from us a great belief, a great trust. And so therefore, as St. Thomas is greatly needed for all of us, for us to believe and hope in the God whom we do not see. That's tonight, as we celebrate the coming of our Lord spiritually into our souls, there still requires from us a great trust and a great belief. And that is something that, yes, we must try to strengthen every day of our lives. It is something that, as I mentioned, if we do not strengthen it, we will lose it. And so, yes, we celebrate this feast, and we can say that we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, that this infant has come to us. He has come to us in the creche. But then we also have to try to back it up by our actions, by our words, that we have this true belief in our Lord Jesus Christ, in that he is the Messiah to us. Because if not, then it is empty words. We're worse off than St. Thomas, that for him he needed to see our Lord in order to believe. But we have everything written for us. We have the Gospels. We have the words of our Lord, the miracles that he performed. We have the benefit of all that. And yet at times, because of our actions, seemingly we don't believe in our Lord. And so as tonight, as we commemorate that our Lord comes to us, this divine child who comes to us in the silence of the night, in the darkness of the night, in all humility, he comes to us, in a sense, to try our faith, for us to be strengthened by that fact that our Lord has come, that he came over 2,000 years ago into this world to redeem mankind, and that he continues to come to us spiritually. Every Christmas, and that is what we try to prepare for every Advent. That we try to prepare for this fact that our Lord comes, that he arrives on this night. That is why then we have the ringing of the bells of the Gloria to signify what took place that very first Christmas. And so, yes, it is to mark our attention to the fact that we're giving glory to Almighty God. That men of goodwill are giving this glory to God. And so, yes, we commemorate that, we mark that. But that is why also for us to try to understand that. What takes place this night, in the darkness of the night, that the light of the world comes into this darkness, to dispel that, but then also to help us in our souls. And so I would say, yes, it is a trying of our faith. Truly for us, that our Lord, the Christ child, comes, do we truly believe? As I say, we cannot take our faith for granted. We must continue to strengthen it by our spiritual life, by our prayer life, by spiritual reading. And that is what we must try to do throughout our lives, because it is a gift to us. It is a gift of the faith that God gives to us. And as I say, we could have been born into this faith. And so we didn't have to, in a sense, try to figure it out, try to strive for that, try to understand that. It was given to us at birth. And so it's very easy for us to take these things for granted. To live our lives like the rest of the world. But we cannot. We have to try to live our life pleasing to God every day of our life. And so St. Thomas plays an important part in helping us to try to win that grace. Just as our Lord said to him, "Blessed are you, Thomas." That is something that also that blessing can be given to us. By our show of faith, by our belief in God, whom the world rejected. Rejected at that time. The Jews would not accept our Lord as the true Messiah, so they rejected him. But then all we have to do is look at the world around us and see also the rejection of our Lord. In our everyday life, the people around us, there is this true rejection of our Lord. But then also by our own souls, if we do not live a truly Catholic life, it is a rejection of our Lord. And so that is what we try to do in preparing during this time period of Advent. Of trying to heed the word of St. John. Of trying to make sure that our soul was ready. The crooked path made straight. Doing penance and understanding why we're doing penance. And so now we've come already to this great feast, the feast of Christmas. And maybe to ourselves, we're not even ready for that. Maybe we're still in darkness. We're still in sin. When in a sense, that is the rejection of our Lord. That is the rejection of him as the Messiah. And so St. Thomas, yes, he won that grace that night. What a blessing for him. Our Lord didn't have to come back to all of the apostles again, but it showed his great love for St. Thomas in coming and even telling him, "Okay, Thomas, touch my wounds, put your hand in my side, so you can believe." And so for Thomas, it was a great grace that night of when our Lord appeared to them. And our Lord, knowing full well what he was struggling with. And so for us, we can say, God knows all of our struggles, all of our weaknesses. And so our Lord comes this great night to give us the graces that we need, to strengthen us, to help us in our fight that we have every day of our life. And so if we're in darkness, our Lord comes to dispel that darkness. If thanks be to God, we're not in darkness, our Lord comes to strengthen us even the more so by the graces that we receive. And so pray this Mass, pray this night, and ask for that increase of a faith, to not to take it for granted. And it's not necessarily something that we're asking for the grace to see with our bodily eyes. I mean, it is the grace to see with the eyes of our faith. Which will be much harder. Because mankind, well, we're created body and soul. And so we need the concrete things to believe at times. Otherwise, we don't believe it. And so truly, in the words of St. Thomas, with the raising of the host, with the raising of the chalice, to truly for us to say within ourselves, "My Lord and my God," to recognize that fact that is truly our Lord. As I say, our Lord is there for us sacramentally in the tabernacle at every Mass. But again, it requires from us a faith to truly believe that. And by believing that, by understanding that, we have God present always for us. For us to come to with our problems, our difficulties, the crosses and trials that we undergo in life, that we can come to our Lord in the tabernacle and beg those graces from him. And now we have our Lord, obviously, in the creche, this representation of the Christ child that has come tonight for us to believe, for us to show our faith in him as the true Messiah. So as I say, it's not necessarily with our bodily eyes, it's with the eyes of our faith. And that's what needs to be strengthened. And that is something for us to try to pray for, to beg God to take us out of the darkness of this world around us. That we receive this light, this grace from God, in truly a world that lacks faith. A world around us that doesn't believe in our Lord, that doesn't believe in God. As I say, let us take this opportunity of this Mass to beg God for those graces, to strengthen our faith, to truly say, my Lord and my God, in the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.